This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Info, and this morning I'm joined by Johnston County Treasurer Carla Bishop. Good morning, Carla. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to see you, and thank you for spending a moment with us. We're actually going to talk about property tax, and I wouldn't normally associate you as a property tax person. I would normally associate Steve Esponder, the assessor, as somebody that I would refer to about property tax issues. But we're going to talk today about the property tax refund program, and you are the administrator of that, so you're responsible for helping people fill out their forms, making sure that they're done, and that is not something that comes out of the assessor's office. Is that correct?
That is correct. And the reason why is because I am the one that collects the tax dollars themselves, and this is a refund program of those tax dollars that they've paid. So they are coming to me for the form, or they are going to the state website through the Department of Revenue for the application, which also can be done online. But we do have the applications in our office, and we are more than willing to help people determine whether they qualify or do not.
And that is absolutely the purpose of why we're talking today. There were a lot of attempts to get real significant property tax relief to Wyomingites in the last legislative session. Not much that had been on the table actually has become reality, but this is a program where people can get some refund and can get some relief. But it seems when you read the brochures and the information about it, it's quite complicated. So I'm hoping that you will take us through step by step. And the first thing, I suppose, is who is actually eligible?
There is about five criteria that you have to fall into before you can qualify. First off, you must own your home. You have to have been a Wyoming resident for at least 5 years. You, of course, have to have your property taxes paid because this is a refund program.
Can I just ask you then, you have to have paid property tax on the same home for 5 years, or is it just any home? Or is it just that you paid it for 2023 on your home?
You only have to have them paid on the 2023 taxes. You could have moved. That's not an issue. And it's just a Wyoming resident, whether you have lived here for 5 years or a different county and then come into Johnson County, that's fine. You just have had to have lived in Wyoming for 5 years.
Or you could have been a renter who then bought a home within the last 5 years,
yes,
but you've still been living here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And then you have to reside in your home for at least 9 months out of the 2023 tax year.
So that means snowbirds might need to look carefully at the dates that they were here and they were gone.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes,
that means that for 9 months of the year, you have to have been in the home for which you are claiming the refund.
Which you are claiming the refund for, yes. Your income level the household income has to fall within the $107,184 range. And your assets, this is kind of, to me, the most complicated portion of it. Your assets have to fall, cannot exceed $156,900 per household member, adult household member in the home. In other words, if you own other real estate, bank accounts, and investments, they cannot value in excess of $156,900 per adult household member. However, you may exclude the value of your home, a car for each adult household member, and any retirement accounts such as IRAs, 401k plans, cash value of your life insurance policies, medical savings, all of those. They do not count. There's also an or in here that makes it, you know, this is where the complicated. Your total property tax bill exceeds more than 10% of your income. Then your assets, that whole portion is out the door.
It is quite complicated. And it does vary, of course, county by county, because there are these applications for different median incomes, you know, depending on your county, what your average is, your median income levels are for the county, and so on. So it will vary county by county. But those figures relate to Johnson County, the 107,184 household income and the assets below 156,900 per adult.
Correct.
even if you've managed to wrap your head around that, there's a lot of numbers to crunch there. And Carla, you said to me before we started to talk here that you are very happy to welcome people to the Treasurer's office and help them fill out that part of the form with what really will count and what won't count.
Most definitely. We welcome people to our office. We prefer that they call and set up an appointment because myself or Brittany are the two that can help you fill out the application. We ask that when you do come in, you would bring in your 1040 forms that you filed with the IRS. Or if you do not file and all you get is the Social Security, there is a Social Security form that you would need to bring in. Because once we get the form filled out, which we, like I said, we happily help everyone fill this out, we have to submit in copies of your 2023 tax bill, your receipts that you have made the payments on that particular property, and we do have to include copies of your income, whether it's the 1040 form or the Social Security forms.
So two things. First of all, where do you get the form? You have a stack of
blank forms. I do have a stack of forms. I don't have near as big a stack as I would like to have, but we do have the forms in our office. And we also have a brochure thing that often when you come in, we will probably run through this breakdown that we just went over to make sure that you do qualify before we would actually give you an application.
And if you prefer, there is also an online application process as well. So I will make sure that there are links both to the brochure you just referred to, but also to anywhere that you can access the form and more information about that connected to this audio. The obvious question is, what do people get back? You know, what are you getting back? It's quite a complicated mathematical equation, and the state, certainly in their administrative process, has a lot of number crunching and verification to do. But what kind of amounts of money do you think people can expect to see as a result of their application?
The way the state has it phrased is a refund granted under this will not exceed 75% of the prior year's property tax. But there's also a portion in it that it will not exceed one half of the median residential property tax for our particular county.
And of course, those are numbers that people don't really have to hand, and they're not easy numbers to conjure in your head.
No.
So I think, you know, we sat down before we started talking and we sort of crunched some numbers literally on the back of an envelope. So these aren't, you know, necessarily rigorously researched figures, but based on experience from last year's refunds and the expanded program that is being offered this year, you probably, most people who qualify for this, could hope to see a refund in the region of maybe $500 to $800. Do we think that's fair, Carla?
Yes. I feel that, I believe last year's people's refunds were in the closer to the $600 range. And now that we have upped the income level, I believe that those refund portions that you are going to see are going to be even larger.
The new thing about this program is that it's basically expanded from last year, so more people should be eligible. So it's definitely worth looking and, you know, just quickly checking whether you think you might be eligible. And even if you're not sure, come and talk to you. Is that what you
absolutely
encourage people to do?
And other than them gathering up a copy of their 1040 form, if they have their tax bills and their receipts, that would be phenomenal. That saves us time from having to go look them up to make copies for them. Filling out this form for us has become very easy, very quick. So it's not like we're going to be taking a lot of their time. We can usually have it done within a 5-10 minute range of filling it out. So it's well worth the time to fill it out. It's just money back. A lot of the people who have had it in the past are using their refund, which comes to them anywhere from July through September, to come back to them. They're using that amount that they're getting towards their first half of the following year's taxes, because that first half is due in November. So they're just using that as a rollover. Some people have applied it. If they pay through a mortgage, they're just applying it to their mortgage. That's giving them a reduction there on their mortgage payments that they've got. So
that does actually lead me to ask you, what are the sort of the key dates and timelines for this program? When are applications, when does the application process close?
The application process closes it's June 3rd that everything has to be mailed by that date. Kind of the thing that holds some people up is you can't apply if you have a mortgage until that mortgage company makes that second half payment, which we are not at that date yet. Mortgage companies have a tendency of paying on the 99th hour, which is May 10th. So if you have a mortgage company making that payment, I suggest you strongly get your tax information ready. And after that May 10th deadline, come in. We will get you the receipts from the mortgage company for your taxes, and we will get that portion filled out for you.
Okay, and when do you expect to get money back if you've made the application? When does it go through the big crunch system with the state, the administrative process? And do you get your money as a check in the mail direct back to you, or do you have to come back to the treasurer's office?
No, the Department of Revenue sends a check directly to you. They will start making their refunds starting around July 4th, I believe their date is, and through September. It does take them a while. I know some people were worried that they didn't have their check back right away, but they have to go through the entire state and all of this paperwork. So it does take them a while. And so they say through September is the date that they would have your refund back to you. But it is a check from the Department of Revenue, and it's mailed directly to you.
Thank you. And you mentioned that you've already been helping quite a lot of people. Are you seeing quite a lot of awareness and interest in this program? Are most people who are coming in eligible?
Yes. I believe we've only had so far two people that were not eligible for the program so far that has come in. Yeah,
it's worth coming in and talking, even if you're not sure.
Exactly. And the thing is this is not a new program. This program has existed for several years. It's always just a matter of whether it's been funded through the legislation or not. The thing that has changed on this is that income level. It used to be at a lot lower income level that really truly limited a lot of people of applying. Now that they have upped that income level to $107,000, that's going to open the door for a lot more households to be able to apply.
So I think the word you're trying to get across to people here is, you know, if you think that you weren't eligible before, it's definitely worth seeing whether you're eligible now.
Correct. Most definitely.
Okay, well, Carla, thank you very much indeed for explaining this to us. There are some other property tax relief options in play for veterans and so on. Those you go and talk to the assessor about, not yourself.
Yes.
But this one, the refund program, which is not age-based at all, it is based on your income and the assets that you own. This is worth coming and having a word with you. And
Most definitely. And like I said, we would prefer as many people as possible to be able to apply for it. Some people feel that it may not be worth their time, but, you know, it is at least a refund program, and that's what we have right now to help offset the cost of people's property taxes for them.
Thank you very much indeed for helping us work out what at first blush looks like a great option, but then when you start to look at how you fill out the form and so on is maybe a little put some people off. So I thank you very much indeed for spending some time and walking us through the process.
Thanks for coming.